إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، indeed, the day of Eid, Eid al-Adha, and likewise the days of Tashriq, the three days following this day, they are great days, days full of blessing, days of happiness and joy. They are days of showing great appreciation and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, days of remembering Allah and praising Him and thanking Him for guidance, guidance to al-Islam, guidance to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guidance to the religion of truth. And it is the great favor and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guided to the deen of Allah, to be guided to the true religion of all of the prophets and messengers, the correct understanding of al-Islam, the Islam that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Islam that he taught his noble companions radiyallahu anhum, and that which they conveyed after them from the generations, from the scholars of hadith, the true Islam and the proper understanding of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing. It's a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather the favor of favors. And it's not something that you can purchase, nor something that you deserve, rather it's just a mere grace and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, that if it had not been for the grace of Allah upon you and His mercy, not one of you would have been purified ever. Not one of you would have been guided to the sound creed. Not one of you would have purified your faith and made your religion and your deen sincerely for Allah alone. Not one of you would have understood properly the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not one of you would understand the legislation and the law that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's from the grace of Allah. It's from the mercy of Allah that He has taught us this religion and clarified for us this deen, and that He has placed love for that in our hearts, and that we love it and we honor the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَن يَشَاءُ, but it is Allah who purifies whom He wills, meaning He guides whom He wills and He gives success to whom He wills to understand this religion and to love it and to apply it and to abide by it and to prefer it and to uphold it in public and in private. And public and in private. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, that whomsoever Allah He wants to guide, He will open his heart to al-Islam, meaning that the religion of al-Islam will become very interesting to him. He will start to love to learn about the deen. He will start to love to learn about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the affairs of aqidah and the affairs of the creed. And likewise, he will start to love to learn about the sunnah and the laws and legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, his chest will become wide. He will have a great place in his heart for the religion of Allah. He will begin to love the commandments and he will begin to honor and revere the prohibitions out of love and reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا يُرِدِ اللَّهُ وَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His grace and His mercy to expand our chest and to make Islam beloved to us and to make us firm upon His deen. It is Allah azza wa jal from His favor and from His bounty that He has made the deen beloved to us. It is not from our favor. It is not from our grace. It is not from our bounty. Rather, it's pure mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّحَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
But rather, it is Allah who has made the faith dear to you and made it beloved in your hearts. And He has decorated the faith in your hearts. This is the favor of Allah. It is Allah to cause disbelief to be detestful to you, that you dislike disbelief and that you dislike sin. And that if you violate those rights that you learned from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it makes you feel bad because you know that it's not good. This is from the favor of Allah and this is from the guidance of Allah that you realize these affairs and you repent to Allah and you seek His forgiveness. And indeed Allah, He is the most forgiving and merciful. This is the favor of Allah to be guided to al-Islam, the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Islam of Abi Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and the rest of the companions radiyallahu anhum. Because indeed Allah, He does not accept any other religion nor any way of life, no law or legislation, and nothing will draw near to Allah or be a means to enter paradise except for al-Islam, the true Islam and the proper understanding and the correct application. Allah, He mentioned in His book, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ al-Islam. Indeed, the religion with Allah, it is al-Islam. The religion and the way of life, the proper creed and the belief that is sound and that is correct, that is profound and beneficial, that is strong and that will draw you near to Allah. It is the creed of al-Islam, the creed that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon, the creed of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, the creed of Tawheed, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who has created you and I, the one who has given us provision, and the one who has provided for us our eyesight and our ability to think and our ability to hear. He is the one who has created and nourished these trees that are around us that we see. It is Him who is providing for us and given everything His shape and His form. La ilaha illallah. This is the creed. This is the true belief. There's nothing worthy of worship except for the creator. Except for Allah Azza wa Jal and the creation, no matter how lofty it may be, or how beneficial it may be, or how high its rank may be with Allah, whether if it's an angel or a prophet, it's not worthy of worship. This is the guidance of guidance and the blessings of blessings. We must show thanks. We must show thanks. It's a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has opened our hearts to understand these realities. Many of mankind in these lands that we're living in now, they don't understand these affairs and they have no concern for these affairs. And they're not worried about the creed or the belief or learning about Tawheed. And they have no reverence or respect for commandments or prohibitions, whether they live like animals. They live like animals following their desires and they never taste the sweetest thing in life. And that is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him with sincere devotion and to put one's trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in devotion and in sincerity and in the humble submission to Him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the favor of favors, the blessing of blessings. We must understand this affair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in His book, وَمَن يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion and way of life, it will never be accepted from him. It will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has clarified the proper understanding of this in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, which is collected by Imam Muslim. Whenever he mentions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Then whoever does a deed that's not in accordance to our affair, it's not in accordance to our deen, it's not in accordance to our sunnah and law and legal ways, it will be rejected and not accepted. Therefore, al-Islam is the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islam that is accepted and pleasing with Allah is the Islam that was completed by the conveyance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by what the Sahaba, they understood and implemented in their lives. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died and they were upon that and he was pleased with them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the religion is perfect and the religion is complete. And in the religion of al-Islam, the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only way to Allah, the only way to mercy, the only way to pleasure, and the only way to Jannah. In days like these days, it was called out. In Mecca, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed them and clarified, La yadkhulul jannata illa nafsun muslima. That no one will enter paradise except for a Muslim soul. The only way to enter paradise and to achieve the pleasure of Allah is to be a Muslim, a true Muslim, one who surrenders to Allah with Tawheed and he complies to Allah in obedience and he frees himself from paganism and polytheism and his people. Al-istisnamu lillahi bit Tawheed wa inqiyadu lahu bit ta'ah wal bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. This is the means to seek nearness to Allah This is the means to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding fast to the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holding fast to the way of the Khulafa al-Rashideen radiyallahu anhum and the great Sahaba after them, like Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu and many others. Holding fast to that way and that proper understanding in the affairs of the unseen, in the affairs of the creed, in the affairs of the law and legislation, in the affairs of that which is permissible and impermissible, and likewise in the principles of the deen. To understand these affairs and to be guided to this way, this is the favor of favors. This is the blessing of blessings. These days here, these are days of celebration. These days here, these are days of showing thanks for al-Islam. Showing thanks for guidance to al-Islam. Showing thanks for the fact that you are Muslim. Showing thanks for the fact that you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the words of Allah, the Quran. And likewise, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should show thanks. We should show thanks. We should be very happy. We should rejoice and we should be honored. And we are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must realize that honor. And we must cherish this favor and this blessing. We must not disregard it. And we must not disrespect it. And we must not throw it behind our backs. Because indeed, those who disrespect the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their right, they turn into retribution. And then the knowledge that they had been guided to and the benefits that they have learned will turn into a punishment for them and a proof against them and not for them. So therefore, we must strive to learn this religion. Strive to learn the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in detail. And not suffice with blind following the people, or how they do it in the masjid, or how they do it in my country. And the lies cite this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the authentic narration, connected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين. That whomsoever Allah wants good for, He'll grant him understanding in the religion. Understanding of the creed first and foremost and the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise the understanding of the law and legislation and the sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path that leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An understanding of the commandments that are obligatory and how to perform them, seeking the mercy of Allah. And likewise the prohibitions that are ultimately forbidden and how to avoid them and stay away from out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to purify the intention, how to be sincere, how to be truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public and in private in one's shahada. This is the guidance of guidance and the blessings of blessings. Whomsoever Allah wants good for, He'll grant him understanding in the religion. An understanding that is coupled with application. An understanding that will go into the heart and produce great reverence and love and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until a person is able to comply. Until a person is able to comply in obedience to Allah, whether he's with the people or whether he's alone. Rather, many of the Salaf, they will advise the believers that they should be more upright and fearful of Allah whenever they're alone and in private than they are whenever they're with the people. So therefore, we must strive to show thanks in these days and in every day, showing thanks for the guidance of al-Islam. And in the lights of this day, the day of Eid, it is known as Yawm al-Hajj al-Akbar, the greatest day of al-Hajj, because the rights of al-Islam, all of them are being established in these days. So therefore, we should be thankful. Therefore, we should be happy. And therefore, we should rejoice. Rejoice over this great favor and this blessing. And we should strive hard against our own souls, in our own houses, in our own homes, to make sure that we do not make this a day of disobedience and a day of disrespecting the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not rejoice and be happy and have a good time in that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For mixing or wearing clothing that's not proper, and the lies like this, or listening to music, or other affairs that are forbidden and not permissible, nor pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer, he's tried in this life, and no doubt we will rejoice in these days, but we must rejoice in the limits of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah, and suffice with that which our Lord has allowed for us, tabaraka wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In these days, the days of Eid, Eid al-Adha, and likewise the days of al-Tashriq, the 3 days after this. Today is Yom al-Jumu'ah, Friday, and then likewise Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Ayamu aklin wa shurbin wa dhikrin lillah, days of eating and drinking and rejoicing and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him. And likewise from the great rites that should be performed in these days for those who are able is the udhiyah, and that is to slaughter the animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing thanks. To slaughter the animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing thanks. And to eat from that animal and to give some of that meat as a gift, and also to give in charity to those who are needy. All of this is legislated in these days, but the legislation, it has a limit in law, and there are rights that must be established in order for the actions to be accepted. And the first is that the Udhiyah cannot be slaughtered before the Salat of Al-Eid. So if somebody has slaughtered before this prayer, then it would not be accepted from them. It must be slaughtered after the Salat. And the more valuable that it is with its people, the more better the slaughter will be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the bare minimum is that it must be healthy, and it must not have any broken bones or a limp or anything wrong with its eyes and the likes like this. And it must not be sick clearly, nor of old age. And likewise, the people of knowledge have clarified as well, before the Udhiyah will be accepted, each animal must reach the proper age. And that is, for the sheep, it must be at least 6 months. And for the goats, it must be at least 1 year. And for the cows, it must be at least 2 years of age. 2 years of age. And if it's the camels, it must be at least 5 years of age. So the age is very important. If the animal slaughtered is not of the proper age, did not reach the proper age yet, it will not be accepted. It will not be accepted. It will just be regular meat that you will eat. But it will not be an udhiyah. It will not be a means to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fulfill those rights. So the sheep, it must be at least 6 months. And the goat, it must be at least 1 year. And the cow, it must be at least 2 years. And the camel, it must be at least 5 years. Likewise, what has come in the narrations of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the likes of this day, the day of Eid, coinciding with the day of Jumu'ah, is that those who have attended the day of Eid, those men who have attended the prayer of Eid, it will suffice for them from the Jumu'ah. And the Jumu'ah is not an obligation for them to attend. Although the Imam, he will establish that. And those who did not make the Eid, they must come for the Jumu'ah. And those likewise who made the Eid and would like to as well come for the Jumu'ah, it's lawful for them and it's allowed. But the issue now is that there is ease and there is goodness in the religion. And there is blessing. So therefore, those who have established the Eid prayer, it's allowed for them. And there's no blame on them to miss the Jumu'ah prayer today. And that may be beneficial for many who are trying to slaughter, because maybe they'll have to travel outside of town, or maybe they'll have to spend lots of time taking care of that affair. And they're allowed to do that, and there's no blame on them. But they must pray Dhuhr in its time. But they must pray Salat al-Dhuhr in its time. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma ihdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. اللهم اهدنا إليك صراطا مستقيما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير الخزايا ولا المفتونين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تقبل الله منا ومنكم عيد مبارك